You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
2014 Cleveland Browns season tickets are on sale now. Secure the best seats at the best prices to cheer on your Cleveland Browns at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. And we also encourage you to visit the completely redesigned ClevelandBrowns.com. It's here. Visit it now. Some really good content there. We've got pieces on the arrival of the players coming to the building for off-season workouts. Got some video coverage of that on the site. Today begins the off-season workouts for the Browns and the players who are coming to town for that. We also have Nate Burleson's signing coverage. We're going to have more from him when he does a media conference call. Of course, you'll see here, I should say, the piece, if you want to hear it back, the interview we did earlier in the show with him. And he was very impressive during that session. I think people really enjoyed that. In fact, so much. And we're going to bring aboard now Megan Rock to get into some of the tweets that you have sent to us at Browns underscore daily. Megan, what do we have?
All right, at PatsyBoy2010 says, "Wow, excellent interview. Love Mr. Burleson already. Great guy to have in a young locker room."
And Jim, we both kind of reacted that way to that. And I had years ago, I'd interviewed him for NFL.com. I always call with every team, it's not always the star, the superstar you look for, but it's that perspective guy, the go-to perspective guy. Nate Burleson has been that guy, obviously, in the league for a while, and he was the guy. I know when you're coming in sort of nationally and you're not a guy who regularly covers a team and you want some instant good analysis, he provides that. I think that says something about what he'll do beyond that within the locker room.
Yeah. Hey, Vic, on a quick point before we read another one, isn't today the day that they like a guy like Brian Hoyer really gets a look at the offense finally?
I don't know to the extent that you're able to do that. The rules are so
with that new agreement,
screwy.
Right?
I don't follow all because I think there's a limited amount of time that you can do certain things. I think this one, the emphasis is on workouts, conditioning, sure, working with the strength and conditioning coach, getting into a program of weightlifting and such. But I think as it goes on, Jim, there's specified hours where you can really dive into that stuff, at least by rule. So I'm not sure how that really works. Yeah. But we'll get to the bottom. And I'm not sure anybody really wants to explain it in great detail.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Megan, what else do we have?
Paul Myers says, "Nate defines what type of receiver we'll go for, i.e. a big guy like Evans with Hawkins. We have enough small guys."
Yeah,
I would agree with that. I think that's a good point. Gordon's a big guy. Yep. Hawkins is on the tinier side. Burleson is on the tinier side. Certainly Travis Benjamin. Now, remember, we're not talking a lot about him, but, you know, he's got that, you know, incredible speed. Hopefully it's all there now after that injury. But I think you're right. I think that's a valid point. We got to get a bigger guy out there.
I mean, that number two receiver spot, and, you know, we'll see if it comes to pass that he fills that role. Right now, I like the chances that he would be a guy that you'd put in there. But I think his size, you know, he's 6 foot. He's very solid. He's a very solid player. And I think that's the kind of thing you're looking for. He's not towering, but I think he's bigger than certainly than other guys on this roster that are competing at the position beyond, of course, Josh Gordon, who would have that ideal set. But, you know, size and speed ratio, when you look at like a Sammy Watkins, you know, he's not towering, but he's thick. He's a bigger, thicker guy.
Yeah,
Mike
right.
Evans. Now, Mike Evans is built like a tight end.
He's huge. Yeah.
Seeing him at the combine, it was like, wow. So, and that's the other thing is to see how those players fit in this offense, because I'll tell you another thing that maybe isn't talked about enough, what Kyle Shanahan with this scheme does. Those receivers are supposed to be good downfield blockers, because when a back is making that one cut against the grain and the flow of the offensive line and with the intention of quickly getting to the second level, that's where those receivers can help open things up and really open up long games.
Mm-hmm.
So
now Megan got a ton of tweets, Vic, and I don't think they're appropriate to read, but I mean a ton of tweets that people want my picture put up there on the site that it was taken today by the inaccurate photography situation here in Berea.
But it's not a human being, right? You're standing in front of a tablet,
right,
or something.
Yeah. Well, that changes Wednesday. I'm bringing my high school graduation photo in for that. I'm going to hand in.
Jim, I never thought I'd say this about you, but you really sound like a TV diva. Right? I never saw you in that
light.
You know
what, Vic? If it fits, it's the old, if it looks like a duck and sounds like a duck. You're right. You hit it right on the head there.
I don't know, Vic. You don't want to see this picture.
It's bad.
It is kind of scary.
Yeah, right? Really. Let me tell you.
Fortunately, I can't have anything to make it worse than mine already is, and mine was taken professionally. Okay, so we've enjoyed this, Jim, very much. You're going to be back with us on Wednesday. Okay, Wednesday and Thursday.
Absolutely.
Filling in for Nathan, but thank you for...
Yeah, I had a great time. Good show. Really had a lot of fun.
Loved having you with us today. And, of course, want to thank Nate Burleson for being on this show, and Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal for being aboard. Solomon Wilcots, enjoyed visiting with him, and Gerard Cherry. You'll join him. Join them. Cherry, Hooley, and Gerard, they'll be following this show. Want to thank Megan Rock, and we want to thank our producer, Jason Gibbs, and thank all of you for hanging out with us. We'll do this again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.